This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Don't settle for let's just get to Jannah. That's not the ambitious people. Nobody just settle for a one-bedroom apartment in this life. If I want to be in the highest level, Ya Rabbi Ameen, all of us, I have to do something externally, and more importantly, something inside me. Many people don't have it. That's what made Sayyidina Abu Bakr different than anybody else. What did he say about him? مَا سَبَقَكُمْ أَبَا بَكْرٍ بِكَثْرَةِ صَوْمٍ أَوْ صَلَىٰ He was talking to the companions, including Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Ali. And he said, Abu Bakr did not became where he is right now because he does more sawm, more fasting, and more prayer. وَلَكِنْ شَيْءٍ وَقَرَ فِي قَلْبِهِ Something resided and lived in his heart. That's the first thing you need to look internally. Who are you with Allah? What do you have inside you for Allah only? Make it practically easier. Go home and answer this question. What did you give up of something you love and you have access to it, but you gave it up for Allah? Like you're going to give up your food and drink for about 12 hours roughly for Allah only. That's why we're fasting. But what did you give up from this dunya, let alone internally, for the sake of Allah? What do you do extra between you and Allah that many people don't do?